producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here should you want to, as we like to say, take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We'll give you the toll-free lines and the Skype here in a few moments. Joining me in studio tonight,
it is Garrett.
Hey, Garrett. And, of course, I'm Ian. We'll also be joined by, I think, Rich Paul here in a short bit. Rich, however, was not at the court hearing at which you and I were present for today. In fact, we testified at said court hearing. For our listeners who might be new to the program, Garrett, what is Robinhooding?
Well, Robinhooding is an activity that occurs here in Keene and sporadically in other places around the world where people use a small amount of change to save somebody from a fine or a ticket with a parking meter.
Parking tickets, yeah.
And by doing that, they're preventing somebody from having this great loss of money through these fines, which increase very quickly, exponentially almost. And so that's an activity that the city of Keene has combated with lawsuits against six people, myself and yourself included. And it's been over 2 years since
right.
the 3 days of testimony that were collected.
It's been 2.5 years since they filed the lawsuit. It's been 2 years since they had this this hearing that you were talking about, where it was 3 days, what they call an evidentiary hearing. So it actually wasn't even the full trial, even though it felt a lot like a full trial being in court for 3 full days. This was like a preliminary hearing to look at the evidence that they had prior to actually having the trial. And so that hearing was actually decided it was decided completely in our favor at the Superior Court level, and then the city of Keene went ahead and they appealed that to the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
Now, the Supreme Court's decision was very difficult to interpret there. The news media, the way it was interpreted, it seemed that they were saying it was sort of a victory for both sides, because the Supreme Court, from what I understand, left open the option for the city to continue pressing the matter before Superior Court, which they have. And I believe it has to do with the way the judge ruled to dismiss the case. They were saying that because he ruled to dismiss on certain grounds, that there were other grounds that he was supposed to be able to have kept open.
Yeah, that's right. Essentially, the way I read the Supreme Court ruling was that they had to kick back one portion of the case to the Superior Court, which is what we heard today, the Superior Court. They had to kick it back because of basically a technicality, because essentially the judge in the Superior Court used rationale from another portion of the hearing to dismiss all of the, you know, sort of the charges, if you will. They're not really charges because it's not criminal court, but to dismiss all the elements of the case. And, oh, I'm sorry, Rich Paul is joining us here. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
You were saying?
I believe they're called complaints in a civil case.
Yeah, good point. I'm still new at the whole civil case thing. So on one aspect, it was basically booted back because the judge had dismissed all of the counts based on whatever his rationale was, and they said that you had to look at the idea of giving an injunction separately from what the other matters that you were considering. This is what they said to the judge in their rebuke to him.
Right. The other items they were looking at were all attempts to get damages. Is that correct? And then they wanted damages plus an injunction, and the damages got dismissed and the injunction got kicked back?
Yeah, basically.
Well, they all got dismissed. All the dismissals were upheld except the dismissal of the request for the injunction, which got kicked back to Superior.
Correct. And basically they told the judge, look, you need to hear this separately. You need to consider it sort of as a separate issue rather than just booting it all out on free speech grounds. Because they said that the judge does have a right or a power to grant the injunction if he decides that it is necessary, which, of course, is probably not going to happen. I don't like to go out on a limb when it comes to courts, but ultimately what the city was asking for in their first lawsuit against us was a 50-foot floating buffer zone, as they would call it, to prevent the Robin Hooders, which have included all three of us at one time or another, although you weren't named in the suit, Rich.
I didn't start Robin Hooding until after the suit was filed.
But they want the injunction.
I didn't think it was risky enough, and then I was like, yeah, they're getting sued, what the heck?
They want the injunction to cover everybody, so if it does get written, I'm sure they would like it to cover, you know, everybody, even not the named parties in the case. So they originally wanted a 50-foot radius.
Of course, that's going to be almost impossible, because there is no Robin Hood organization.
That's correct.
And so if some stranger to us, or even me, unnamed in the suit, goes out and violates whatever injunction they get, I don't believe it's a violation, because
they couldn't have known.
You've got to name a party to get an injunction against them. So the only thing they could do is if they had named like a Robin Hood organization, if Robin Hood was a corporate person, then they could say that Robin Hood couldn't direct people to do that. But other people could still go out and do it freelance and say, I have nothing to do with those.
Yeah, that's true. And that's presuming that they even get this injunction anyway, which they wanted a 50-foot radius around each of the parking enforcers to protect them from us video recording, speaking to them, or just generally being within that 50-foot radius. You could shout at them from outside of the 50-foot radius. You could record video of them from outside of the 50-foot radius, but to come inside that 50-foot radius would trigger a contempt of court charge.
And you could have all sorts of fun with that, by the way. The one thing that I would say is if they do get to the point where it looks like they're going to get the injunction, be sure that the lawyer tries to make it mutual, so you can't pass into a space within 50 feet of them, but they can't pass into a space within 50 feet of you. Then all you have to do is stand in the center of the square all day, and they can't enter the square to write any tickets, yeah. And you don't have to move around. You can just sit there and smoke weed.
Yeah, I would love it. If they're going to write an injunction, I would love it for it to be written that way. I don't think it's going to happen.
The other thing that would be fun would be talking into a radio circuit and having somebody else just walk up to them and hold the radio. One of those little handhold radios. you can sit at home and talk to them through the repeater.
Yeah, I wonder if they would consider that a violation. But I don't think they're going to do it, because basically all the Supreme Court precedent is against the idea of a floating buffer zone.
Mm-hmm. Right. The places where these buffer zones have been applied is in front of abortion clinics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is because the court ruled there has specifically been violence associated with this legal activity.
Which has never happened in the Robin Hooding case. There's been violence against
Robin Hooders, but yeah. There hasn't been, as far as I know, any dangers to other people in the public.
And the parking enforcers have testified under oath that you or I or any of the other Robin Hooders have never been in any kind of physical threat to them. Even though they claim that on one hand that they're feeling intimidated and scared and that they're being taunted by us or whatever, they've never said that we've in any way put them in physical danger.
What was strange today was how much one could say that the city has wisened up in some ways in the fact that we were just saying how there was video recording that wanted to be prohibited and speaking that wanted to be prohibited, where it seems today I got the vibe that they weren't trying to say that those activities were inherently bad, mm-hmm. but at least the lawyers, the parking enforcers, are saying the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But those activities, they weren't saying were inherently bad, but just the way it was being done. And you were the only person that they critiqued or brought any sort of offensive content from.
Right.
Of all the people that had been named in the lawsuit previously.
One of the enforcers did say that any words that came out of your mouth would be taunts, including you talking about the weather.
Yes, I was a nuisance. Everything I did was a nuisance.
That's right, that too.
Yeah, and we're harassing people just by living here? My God, our presence. Our existence is so...
There was one quote, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along the lines of, Jane sounded like she was being honest. She said, at this point, there is no range to which I'd want them away. I just don't want to see them at all. I want them gone. And I was like, oh, that's so honest. It's saying, she wouldn't even be satisfied with a small amount of space. But sounded like the city is just trying to take whatever it can get at this point.
Well, that's what it was at the Supreme Court hearing. I mean, they started at 50-foot radius. They whittled it down before it even went to the Supreme Court to 30-foot, and then they whittled it down to like 10 or 15 feet when they were actually at the Supreme Court. Basically, they were telling the Supreme Court, look, just give us something. We'll take whatever, you know, you can give us. And so they're basically in that same position now, just sort of throwing themselves on the mercy of the court to try to stop us from engaging in free speech. I mean, ultimately, this is a free speech case, first and foremost.
And let's hit this from another angle when we get back.
We will do that here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, the Robin Hood court trial continued today, picking up for round two here 2 years later. This is Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. They'll say, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have this brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, join us toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Rich Garrett. Paul.
Oh, yeah. Try that one at a time.
Rich Paul.
And Garrett.
All right. And then we've also got Skype, as I mentioned. Skype username is lrn.fm. Call us on Skype if you can, because you'll generally sound a lot better, almost like you're in the studio with us. Now, if you want to save big time on your Amazon purchases, go to saveatpurse.com. Put that in your web browser and poke around the site. There's like a quick video that you can watch that will explain how to use Purse. It's super easy. The only catch is you've got to have Bitcoin. You have to pay for your products that you want to buy with Bitcoin. And then you can save 20, 25%, 30%, maybe even more than that. I've saved as much as 40%. The headphones I'm wearing, 29%. Recent Blu-ray I got, 40% off. Just got some stuff for Keenvention, which I'm going to be throwing. It's a convention going on here in Keene. I got some microphone cables. I think I knocked 20% off of those and 30% off some other stuff. It's just a great deal. You can go and save. I've done like 25 purchases now over the last 10 months at saveatpurse.com. It works really well. And when you enter through saveatpurse.com, you sign up for an account there. Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your purchases from that point forward. So once again, check it out at saveatpurse.com. So
just a note on that, that's not an email address. The at is spelled A-T.
Correct. So yeah, saveatpurse.com. Let's continue to discuss what happened today. And Garrett, you and I were in court. There were a few other folks who came out to support us. It was an all-day affair, pretty much. We got out probably maybe an hour and a half before they were going to close court. So it wasn't a full day in court, but it was most of the day.
They gave us a good hour and 15-minute lunch break.
Which was unusual. Normally you'll get 45 minutes to an hour, so it was actually a fairly leisurely lunch break today. It was the Robin Hood case, which has been sort of snaking its way through the New Hampshire court system, has made international headlines on multiple occasions, all the way back to 2013 when the case was first filed against us, the lawsuit brought by the city of Keene, filed against you and I and four other, I think, people here that were living here. Many of them don't even live here anymore. Pete Ayer, for instance, from copblock.org, he's in Mexico right now. But sure. Luckily, our attorney, John Meyer, who deserves all the credit in the world for being an amazing free speech advocate, this guy knows his stuff. He's, you know, an experienced veteran attorney. He used to work for the ACLU for a number of years, and he took our case pro bono. So we've had, like, the best representation that we could possibly have legally, and it hasn't cost us more than, you know, a few trips to Manchester to meet with the guys. He's an incredibly dedicated guy. In fact, there's an ACLU awards dinner this weekend that I'll be attending. I was invited to go to this. And John Meyer, there's an award named after John Meyer that they will be awarding to someone else at the ACLU awards dinner. So, I mean, this guy has definitely, you know, made his bones on this issue of free speech.
Yeah, it's really an honor to be represented by John Meyer, and in the sense of, not to sound too stereotypical of one entire industry of people, but there are very few attorneys that I would say are people that you can hold in high regard and seem to be
sure
able to do the right thing efficiently and not end up just costing people lots of money to get out of the problems caused by the state. But John Meyer is someone that, in this sense, he reached out and helped us. If we had to pay for this, I can't imagine how many thousands of dollars, considering how
it
long
wouldn't
this
have
has
happened.
Gone in.
It wouldn't have happened.
Right.
I mean, Rich, you know what it can cost. You actually did raise the money successfully to appeal your case to the Supreme Court. You had a public defender for your case where you went to jail for selling cannabis for basically a year. The guy who took your case to the Supreme Court, basically, the Supreme Court case, it's 15-minute long arguments. So, you know, he got up there for 15 minutes. I'm not saying he didn't do any work prior to that. Obviously, there's some preparation that goes into it. But it was like $6,000, right? Or was it $9,000?
$13,000.
Whoa. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I think, well, you were only trying to raise like nine or something like that, right?
Well, the thing is, my parents were matching some of the funds that were donated. So that 13 is his total bill.
Jeez, I didn't even realize it was that much. Now I'm even more disappointed with this guy because I felt like, I don't know how you felt about his performance, but I wasn't really impressed with him.
See, unfortunately, I was in jail during oral arguments, so I didn't get to say
that. Oh, you never watched
that.
I'm pretty sure I put it on the internet. You can probably pull it up and watch it.
I've actually seen it on YouTube and said, I got to go back and see that. But the thing is, I know how it ends. But yeah, I suppose I should go look at it and just,
you should see what you got for your $13,000.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought he was very knowledgeable and I thought that he was passionate on the subject of jury nullification, which is one of the things that I liked about him. But, you know, the bottom line is, if I was going to be able to raise that kind of money for a defense, it would have been much better if I'd been able to raise it for the primary case rather than the appeal.
To be in front of a jury. Yeah.
Yeah, if I had come in with somebody really slick for that first case, I might have beat it. But the thing is, jury nullification is an extraordinary thing for a jury to do, and if you want to ask somebody to do an extraordinary thing, you have to give them an extraordinary reason, and the defense rests does not necessarily constitute an extraordinary defense.
Nope, definitely not.
Defense.
And that was pretty much your defense in that case, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all opening statement and closing argument.
Correct.
And, you know, I wasn't that impressed with them. I think putting me on the stand and having me testify, even though there were very real risks to that, I think that would have been the only chance that we would have had.
I tend to agree with that. I realize we've shifted into your case history here.
Oops,
but
sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. That's the direction I wanted to go. But, you know, I tend to agree with that because I felt like the jury couldn't connect with you. That you were just the guy sitting there, like, you know, in every classic courtroom drama where the defendant just sits quietly as the defense attorney does all the talking. I felt like if you had been able to talk to and look at the jury directly and, you know, make eye contact with them as you're talking with them, that would have engendered much more empathy for you from those jurors, because you're a likable person, you're funny, and none of that came out during trial. The only thing they ever heard you say during trial was that you couldn't hear and you had to get headphones put on you. That was it.
Right. I didn't even do any of my trademark courtroom antics.
With hindsight bias, I understand how, as in the audience, like we as Rich's friends watching it, we saw the videos of you doing the purported crime, and I think there was, to a large extent, a lot of like the human aspect of like what you were doing came through, especially the fact that he was asking for harder drugs and you were saying, no, man, that stuff's bad for
you. I think it did, but only from our perspective.
Right. It's things that the jury probably didn't realize just seeing this video on a screen, but something that if there was time to have brought that up through a defense, it would have been a much stronger case.
Well, like you said, but hindsight's 20/20. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So, Garrett, you and I took some notes during the trial today. There was some really ridiculous stuff that happened. Some insane things that were said on the stand, and some out-and-out lies being told by the parking enforcers as well. We'll talk to you about that, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and also live tweets from the trial are up right now at freekeen.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll free and bring up whatever you like. Although we've been talking about courtroom drama happening here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. International headlines have been made in the Robin Hood case as the city of Keene, the folks that call themselves the city of Keene, have brought a lawsuit against those of us who are the Robin Hooders, the people who will put money in expired meters in order to save folks from getting a ticket. Now, to me, that's my motivation for doing Robin Hooding. I want to save people the hassle of getting a ticket. I want people to feel a feeling of relief rather than a feeling of frustration or anger, because that's what happens. You know, everybody knows the feeling when you come out of a downtown business, wherever you've been doing, maybe you had some lunch, maybe you went to get your hair done, whatever. You've gone downtown, you're coming back, you approach your car, you see that envelope on your front windshield, and you just get that sinking sensation that in the pit of your stomach, like, ugh, now you got to deal with this. Now you got to go and you got to pay this ransom, whatever the arbitrary amount happens to be. Here in Keene, it's only $5 for the initial ticket, but as you pointed out, Garrett, that quickly becomes double and then triple or quadruple or whatever.
The city of Keene's like a loan shark in that matter.
What do you mean?
Well, they're exploiting people by saying, oh, your debt today is $5. In 2 weeks, it's 20.
Right. That
in
does go to
4
20,
weeks,
it?
It's 35, I think, is what the $5 one can go up to ultimately. And if you get three of those, that's $100 of debt, and well, more than 100, and they'll tow your vehicle.
And, yeah, that's right. And then you got to pay the tow yard to get it back. And ultimately, if you have unpaid parking tickets, then they won't allow you to register your car as well. So I understand.
Yeah, it would be illegal for a person making a loan to charge that rate of interest, I think.
But when they do it, it's totally legal.
So
that.
Forget the rule book, they make the rules.
Well, and that's one of the things they're mad about, because the Robinhooders have sort of thrown a wrench into their rule book. You know, they were used to the expectation of having a certain amount of ticket revenue every year, and they were expecting that to go up year after year. But when back in 2012, 2013, really in 2013, it started to get real heavy. Robinhooding was happening on a daily basis. You were out there on a daily basis, Garrett. James Cleveland was out there, another great activist in the area, fairly regularly as well, saving people every single day. It amounted to thousands of people being saved from getting a parking ticket in just the first year of this real concerted effort. Robinhooding as an activism has been going on since as early as 2009, when it was created by Lauren Canario, who's one of the early movers here for the Free State Project, which is a libertarian migration to New Hampshire. You can learn more about it at freestateproject.org. So it's been going on for a long time, but 2013 was the first year where it really was a serious concerted effort. There was organization behind it. Like, James was the mastermind, as he claimed on television at one time. And that's an accurate, I think, claim, because he was the one sort of doing the scheduling. So, you know, he'd figure out when everybody was able to go out and kind of block off the week, and that way there was basically coverage almost every single hour that there were parking enforcers on the streets. It was really an epic level of activism to which, you know, I don't think has been matched since that time. And so that's why they brought the lawsuit. They were losing revenue in a big way. I mean, for the city of Keene, with only 800 spaces, with only at that time 3 parking enforcers, now they're down to 2 parking enforcers after one of them quit his job, claiming that it was worse being on the streets of Keene than it was being in Iraq.
Well, I would think that there are some veterans that would find that sort of statement to be somewhat insulting,
well,
considering the dangers that one faces in the different areas.
Well, maybe it's all a matter of values. I mean, to some people, shooting people might be some relief, and maybe he's upset he didn't get to shoot people here.
You might be right about that. Apparently, he's been out on the streets messing with you since he quit his job.
Oh, well, there was one instance. I mean, I think that Alan feels like somewhat offended by, or maybe I believe he takes things personally.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not to speak down to the guy, but there was one day when I was out Robin Hooding. I was by myself, and it was Alan Givitz, former parking enforcer in regular clothes, and another person who is actually a neighbor of yours, Ian, who lives down the street,
right?
And they were out.
Is this Matt Schmidt?
No, his wife Jennifer.
Yeah,
so the two of them were out talking with Jane, and then they would try and position themselves between myself and Jane. And Jennifer wasn't really purposely obstructing my path, but there was an instance in which near Pedraza's, Alan was standing on the sidewalk, and when I went to pass him, he, like, sidestepped almost as though to block me.
Just trying to get in your way.
Right. And it's something that, actually Bradford has done. Like, I've got video of Bradford doing that sort of thing to me. Somebody who went on to assault me and has since left me alone since there's been a court issue over it, a few assaults later. But anyway, so that was sort of strange behavior. I thought that Alan was, like, blocking my path, that that's something that he used to complain about. And like
you
accused,
allegedly doing to him, you mean?
Right. I don't know if he ever accused me of doing that, but it was something that was lodged at they. Like,
yes.
The Robin Hooders collectively will block my path or get in my way or bump into me. But today was very interesting because it was so short, and like there was nothing specifically really alleged that anyone did that was offensive.
Well, they did allege that there were two Robin Hooders,
people.
Mystery Robin Hooders, that they actually did identify one of them, but they alleged that one person, like, Let's see. What did they say he did? He, like, yelled at them.
Screaming profanities.
Yeah, and then, like, ran up and tried to grab the front door of the city building as she was going inside, and she
right.
felt scared or something like that. And then the other person, and then they identified the guy, and he was sitting in the courtroom.
And I believe he was trying to intervene into the case by, like, written orders.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know when he began doing that, but today they were talking about that. I don't know if it's, like, illegal for me to say that or anything.
No, I don't think so.
I heard, like, some of the bench conferences, because, hey, you know, it's kind of...
You were close enough. You were sitting up there by the... you were at the defendant's table.
Yeah, and there were a few that referred to this person's trying to intervene into the case through motions, and I thought
that was
technically
something
humorous.
You can do. You can file a motion to intervene in someone else's case and sort of make your case as to why you should be, you know, on whatever side that you want to be on. So in his case, he was basically arguing, well, he filed two motions today. JP, we've had him on the show a couple times in the past. And he filed, I think it was a strong motion. Like, he was brought up in the case. They mentioned him by name at one point, alleging that he did certain things that he says he didn't do. And, you know, so he felt like he needed to get in there and defend his reputation. I don't think his motion went anywhere. At the very least, it wasn't addressed by the judge in the court today. But it would be interesting to see one of those motions to intervene become a success, because then, you know, the city brought suit against certain people, and it would totally throw them off their games to some extent to have someone else be able to just sort of enter as a defendant who could then defend themselves, because he wouldn't necessarily have to accept our attorney's representation. And that's what happened in the initial Robin Hood trial back in 2013. Five of the six of us accepted the representation by this awesome free speech attorney, John Meyer. But the sixth, Pete Eyre, the head of copblock.org, he did not accept John's representation. So he and John Meyer got to present the defense. And so it allowed for John to kind of do his thing, come at it from the free speech perspective, and it allowed Pete to get in there and ask all kinds of interesting questions. So right. It's cool when actually not everybody's represented by the same attorney.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't be bad if one of you detached from that representation and started representing yourself, if that goes any further, specifically so you can ask those questions that a licensed attorney can't or won't.
Right, like I would have wanted to ask, and he could have asked this question, but he didn't. At one point, it was alleged that we were recruiting mentally ill people to do our bidding, basically, like that we were somehow... You actually wrote down, I think, the wording, right?
Well, the quote that I wrote down, it was from Jane, and...
Jane, the parking enforcer.
Right, and it was when she had just began to testify, and they were asking her, what's something that the Freaking is doing? And she said, there are young people and mentally challenged who they exploit and bring out with them. And that's a very vague accusation, exploiting
yeah.
mentally challenged people.
I wanted to know more about that, but our attorney didn't go there, and I'm not upset at him for it. It really
did
wasn't
ask
important.
Myself about it if I knew anything. And...
Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. And Skype in at lrn.fm. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's right, you're back with the harassing, threatening, and intimidating people. At least that's what they claimed in court.
Nuisances.
Nuisances. You apparently everything that comes out of your mouth is a taunt, Garrett. That was what was said by one of the parking enforcers. Apparently she doesn't really know what a taunt actually is, because at one point our attorney, this awesome free speech attorney, John Meyer, asked the parking enforcer if Garrett, you, came up to her and said, talk to her about the weather, would she consider that a taunting? She said yes.
Now go away, silly British knigget, or we will taunt you a second time.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty sad how poorly relations have fallen with Jane. But
'cause you guys used to, get along, right?
Sure, yeah, she used to talk to me, I talked to her, and, it wasn't like I would constantly engage her, but... I'd say it was shortly after the last trial that it turned into, she didn't really say don't talk to me that much, but mm-hmm. She would just, be sort of, negative in her responses to whatever I'd say, so I stopped talking to her, and occasionally she would engage me first, but for the most part she doesn't.
Funny thing about Jane is... I don't think I've ever had a conversation with the woman. I never heckled the parking people. The only thing I ever say is top of the morning to you. And I think she really, really hates me for that. I don't know why.
Well,
it's a taunt, I guess.
So there's this weird thing that happened, Rich, we've been doing this thing for a long time, this Robin Hooding. For listeners just tuning in, it's you feed the meters of expired meters before the meter lady reaches it, so she can't write a ticket, right? So if I put a nickel in before she gets there, that adds 5 minutes to the time, and she walks by. She doesn't write a ticket. That's the goal. So we've been doing this for a long time. And it used to be that out on the streets of Keene, there used to be three parking enforcers, two females, one male. The male's gone. The two females, one of them's Linda, the other one's Jane. Linda was always known as the grumpy one of the crew. And she, you know, I'd be sitting in a restaurant in downtown Keene, and I remember at one time one of the waitresses in the restaurant sort of called out to the whole restaurant and said, "Hey, the shark's out!" And, you know, that was like her name for the parking enforcer. She noticed that the parking enforcer was out in the parking lot writing people tickets. And so a few people got up from their chairs and they went out. They knew this lady's a shark. She's a nasty woman who was very rude and not friendly and writes people tickets. And then she wrote me a ticket finally, and I took it to court. It was the first time I'd ever gone to court for a parking ticket, because you can do that here in New Hampshire. You can challenge any ticket that's written to you, even a $5 parking ticket. And it was Linda, this, you know, lady who was sort of known as being nasty. And after that trial, she completely changed her demeanor towards me. I don't know if it was like she got respect for me because I went to trial or what happened, but as soon as that trial was over, as soon as I saw her out on the streets, we had this nice relationship. She would smile when she saw me. I would say hello to her. She would say hello back. She would smile frequently. Like, you don't see this lady smile. This is the kind of, you know, she gets kind of that grumpy look to her. But she would smile at me, and we'd have, you know, pleasantries exchanged. And then when the city of Keene filed their lawsuit in 2013, her demeanor completely changed again. Like 180 degrees. She went from being smiling and friendly and talkative to being cold and nasty and standoffish towards me. And I think she was under instructions from the city people to, look, you're not supposed to talk to them.
Yeah, I suppose an order isn't the right word, but probably pressure is, like, to what extent there's pressure on these parking enforcers not to speak to Robin Hooders or even the media as well. There's also supposedly that might be able to, I don't know if you could say it's like quite a gag order or something, but their bosses have instructed them, and this is something that Jane told to me freely around the time of the lawsuit. I think it was while the lawsuit was pending, but prior to the 3 days of testimony, that they were instructed not to speak to media, and they were also instructed not to converse with us.
Now, Jane will still do it. She'll, the nicer of the two will still, I'll still exchange words with her. Like, she's not giving me the silent treatment or anything like that. And usually our interactions are not negative, at least.
Well, they're all negative, according to her.
According to her now. I mean, it was a shock to me to have her say that on the stand. But and if I actually did have video of her and I having a conversation, I'd put it up to prove that they've been relatively positive. But I never record video of Jane. And I don't record video of the parking enforcers by default anyway, even though on the stand today she testified that I always record video of her because I love to hear my own voice, is what she said. And the funny thing was, and we didn't get to point this out during the trial, but the state submitted evidence, or the city of Keene submitted their evidence, which included like 10 pictures and 2 videos.
I was a little disappointed they didn't play those and show those pictures in court, because I thought they were just hilarious.
They were helpful to us. Their pictures showed Garrett mostly. There were two of them with me in it. But Garrett and I, all of the pictures were 20 feet away from these parking enforcers. And, of course, the idea that they were trying to communicate in the trial was that we're always in their face and, you know, causing problems or whatever. But in all their evidence, we're quite clearly far away. And in the pictures of me, the two that were there of me, I don't have a camera in my hands. So that was like the one time that I've encountered Jane this year, because I don't go out as often as you do, Garrett. You go out and make a point of going out and doing this. I just sort of, if I'm downtown and I see them, I'll do it. And so she's claiming I'm always video recording her, but even in their own evidence, they don't have any evidence that I was video recording them. So that was a couple of the lies that were told on the stand today. And you know, I made a few notes about some of the other stuff that they claimed just had absolutely no backing. Let's see here. There was the whole mentally challenged thing, which was absolutely ridiculous. And then Linda claims that I had gone out a dozen or two dozen times over the last 2 years. And, you know, maybe she's got a foggy memory, but I don't think I've been out more than like 2 to 4 times over the last 2 years.
You do occasionally run errands downtown, correct?
Yeah, occasionally.
So I think it's very possible that you were not engaging in any meter filling activity at all. And she sees you while she's out doing her job, because I mean, it's easy to spot the parking enforcers downtown. They're there often. And that she just assumes, like, oh, there's Ian. He must be out doing that activity.
She claims I was within 3 feet of her in the case of the video that they played. All they really had for evidence today was the video of me giving one of them a hard time, giving Linda the parking enforcer a hard time for acting crazy in public when she was walking back and forth in some crazy attempt to avoid me, even though walking back and forth, quickly turning around from, you know, 180 degrees, turning 180 degrees. She does it 18 times in the video. That obviously is not going to get you away from me. That's just going to keep you in the same place. But yeah,
I've walked the same block with her for 20 minutes before.
Yeah, and in that video, she claims I'm within 3 feet in her personal space, and that is absolutely not the case. I wasn't even within 6 feet of her. And at one point in the video, there are two women that run by, and so there are two joggers literally jogging right next to one another that run between me and Linda. And they've got plenty of room to do so, right? So there's at least two humans' worth of space, and I'd say far more than that, between me and her. So it was pretty easy to debunk her claims on the stand today.
I was somewhat surprised that they asked me to analyze your video that I was not a part of, I was not present at.
Right, yeah,
on
you
the
kept
stand
pointing
today.
Out you wouldn't have necessarily approached things in the same way that I did.
Sure. And I know that's a video that gets heavily critiqued as far as, like, Robin Hooders are harassing the parking enforcers. Like, that is a video that does occasionally get cited. More yep. often than not, it's Chris Cantwell content.
That's true.
But as far as them having me analyze that video today, what I estimated that it would be 10 feet based on just my calculation. I don't claim to be great with those numbers, but
I think it was a little closer than that at certain points because she actually closes the gap, which I also pointed out on the stand. She was acting like, you know, she was being trapped or something like that. At one point, at the very end, their attorney, the city attorney, basically acted like I trapped her up against a fence or something like that.
Right.
And just ridiculous claim.
His cross-examination of you ended rather abruptly. Like, he started getting a thunderous tone in his voice, like he was like, you believe this is moral, don't you? And or that what they do is immoral, and as though there was going to be some sort of ideological wrecking ball, and then he just stopped.
Yeah, he couldn't get through on either one of us. So it was, you know, I think, and actually our attorney complimented both of us afterwards, and like, you know, so we really appreciate our attorney, this awesome free speech guy, and he really loves to work for us. I mean, apparently he really enjoys doing this case, and, you know, we're great witnesses for him, and, you know, we know how to take care of ourselves on the stand to some extent. So it really, I thought it went very, very well today. I don't like making predictions as far as, you know, what's going to happen, but I just can't see this court ruling in favor of the injunction, because it would likely be overturned.
Yeah. Is Graham still named in the suit?
All of the original people are still named in the suit.
One of the funniest moments today involves Graham. There was a very long pause after Linda was asked, like, has Graham been involved in Robin Hooding or done anything to bother you in the past however many months? And she paused maybe, like, 10 seconds and then said no.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Is libertarianism dead? We'll talk about it, and you can join us.
Did you kill the movement again?
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.